sometimes the design and marketing team might want to do some research. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 2nd day of July. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In response to Nike, Arizona pulls support for a new plant there. America's love their gas-guzzling SUVs and trucks. We'll have that story for you. Besides mega cases of toilet paper and crates of wine, Costco sells lots and lots of clothing. Americans are flocking to Canada to purchase a life-saving drug. Have you ever heard of job ghosting? You will today. Those stories and in for the interview, Ro Crosby from Tarot International about how sometimes well-intentioned managers create big problems with employee promotions and how to fix it. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Tarot International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at AARPiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, you know, over the past several months, we've watched as major manufacturers launch or intend to launch consumer items that may, according to some, have sinister or double meanings, and that issue hit Nike this week. Nike was forced to yank a USA-themed sneaker featuring an early American flag after NFL star-turned-activist Colin Kaepernick told the company it shouldn't sell a shoe with a symbol that he and others consider offensive. The heel of the shoe featured a U.S. flag with 13 white stars on a circle. It's a design created during the American Revolutionary War and commonly referred to as the Betsy Ross flag. After shipping the shoes to retailers, Nike asked them to be returned without explaining why. The shoes aren't available on Nike's own apps and websites. So what's the beef? Well, after images of the shoes were posted online, Mr. Kaepernick, who is a Nike endorser, reached out to company officials saying that he and others felt the Betsy Ross flag is an offensive symbol because of its connection to an era of slavery. Some users on social media responded to posts about the shoes with similar concerns. There have, by the way, also been reports of the flag's use by extremist groups. Well, you know, everything is political, it would seem. In response to Nike pulling the Betsy Ross flag shoe, the state of Arizona says, no money for you. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican, said today in a tweet he will order the state's Commerce Authority to withdraw all financial incentive dollars for the shoe company to locate in the state after Nike said it's dropping its Betsy Ross flag design. Nike's been planning to build a manufacturing plant on Metro Phoenix's west side, which was expected to bring 500 jobs to the area. The city had agreed to waive up to nearly $1 million in fees and reimburse up to $1 million for the jobs it will create. Ducey wrote on Twitter, quote, "It is a shameful retreat for the company. American businesses should be proud of our country's history and not abandoning it," end quote. Americans, it would seem, have a short memory when it comes to the price of fuel. 5 years ago, regular gas cost about $3.68 nationally, and people turned from traditional gas guzzlers to more frugal transportation. Electric cars, smaller engines, you know the drill. Well, today, forget about it. We're back, baby, and pour on the gas. Automakers, including Chrysler, Fiat Automobiles, and Hyundai, reported a rise in U.S. sales for June, lifted by strong demand for sport utility vehicles and trucks. Automakers have focused on selling the more profitable, larger SUVs and trucks and had offered heavy discounts of up to 30% or more on their most popular models in June amid a slowdown in the broader market. Still, by the way, and an interesting fact, used cars continue to sell well. Hey, you want to buy some clothing? It seems, according to a report in the Washington Post, the place to go is Costco. The warehouse company, known for selling 48 roll packs of toilet paper, now sells more than $7 billion worth of apparel a year. That is more than the Gap, Neiman Marcus, or Polo Ralph Lauren. At a time when retailers throughout the apparel industry are going to great lengths to reinvent their stores and websites to hold shoppers' interest, Costco has emerged as an unlikely success story. Revenue in the clothing category has climbed about 9% a year since 2015, outpacing sales growth for food and for electronics. Those are stunning numbers for a retailer better known for its no-frills stores and bulk everything. Its nearly 800 locations don't have fitting rooms, mannequins, or window displays. Instead, tops and trousers are folded and piled high on tables where shoppers can find Tommy Hilfiger, Eddie Bauer, and Calvin Klein alongside of Costco's own Kirkland signature line. Now you know, the place to go for clothes seems to be Costco. Well, Wall Street drifted a day after a big opener for July. The reason? More tariff talk, this time toward the European Union. Just as things start to settle down between the U.S. and China, the White House said late yesterday it's considering more tariffs against the European Union. The government is threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion worth of additional European goods in a long-running dispute over aircraft subsidies. The U.S. Trade Representative's office released a list of products, including olives, Italian cheese, and Scotch whiskey, that could be hit with new levies in addition to those introduced back in April. The new wave of proposed duties comes amid a 15-year dispute at the World Trade Organization over aircraft subsidies given to U.S. aerospace manufacturer Boeing and its European rival Airbus. Now, this would bring the total running of imports from Europe to about $25 billion and offers a reminder that Trump's trade war has no practical end in sight. In response, the markets today, shall we say, paused. Watch our Twitter feed for regular updates. That's, by the way, at IOB_NewsHour. In case you missed it, yesterday was Canada Day, and Canada is playing an increasingly important role to Americans, Americans with diabetes. The high price of insulin across the country is forcing some families with type 1 diabetes to go north to buy the medication. In 4 years, the price of insulin has nearly doubled in the United States, and last weekend, about a dozen people took a bus 817 miles from Minneapolis, Minnesota, to London, Ontario, to buy the life-saving drug. Now, insulin is cheaper in Canada, primarily because the country has public health care. So, the government negotiates pricing with drug companies and caps prices. In the U.S., drug makers negotiate individually with private insurance companies and the uninsured pay list price. Approximately 7.5 million Americans rely on insulin to stay alive, and the drug is largely supplied by just three companies. Now, some states are taking their own steps to lower the cost. Florida passed a law that would allow large batches of drugs to be legally imported from Canada into that state, and Colorado capped insulin costs at $100 a month for a supply. Have you heard about the rising trend of something called job ghosting? Well, here's the story. According to a recent survey, more than one in four workers have backed out of a job offer. Now, while that might not surprise you, get this. Many of those prospective employees dread having to turn companies down, and they simply don't show up for work. So what does that do? Well, it kind of torpedoes their reputation. According to a story in the Wall Street Journal, people should be strategic when accepting job offers. Once you accept, you should do everything possible not to back out of the agreement. Eesh. Job ghosting. Hey, speaking of jobs, many business owners and managers pop up with worker incentives that can turn ugly very quickly and create just the opposite of an engaged employee. Just a click away, I'll visit with Roe Crosby from Tarot International about how to avoid the entitlement that can come from employee incentives. Thanks for listening.